السيوطي رحمه الله said that the earlier Khawarij who rejected the Sunnah totally, they said any kind of prayer is acceptable. It doesn't need to be the way the Prophet ﷺ did. But those people said, no, we accept the prayer of the Prophet ﷺ because this is mutawatir. It is like يعني, been narrated with a very large number of people. It's similar to the Quran. They always have a way to twist, but the extremist group of them, Suyuti said, they said any prayer acceptable, any kind of prayer. A'udhu billah.
How can we call the people from deviant sex to the right path? Please give some pointers.
I think the first point to call those deviant sex to Islam, that you should address them in the proper way. First of all, you have to have knowledge. Al-Imam Malik rahimahullah was asked once, I have people who يعني, are deviants. Should I debate them? Al-Imam Malik said, no. Because you don't know how to do that. فَإِنَّكَ لَا تُحْسِنُ ذَلِكَ And Shaykh al-Islam قال, وَلِذَلِكَ فَرْقٌ بَيْنَ النَّظَرُ وَالْمُنَاظَرَةِ There is a difference between knowledge and debating or argument. If you have no knowledge and you don't know how to discuss these matters with them, don't try it. Because when you try this, they might mislead you. They might raise some doubts, you cannot answer it. Like I know some brother go on internet and try to argue with Shia, and they start to raise point. Huh? This hadith? And I remember one brother tell me, come on, help me. I said, what? Shi'i. He was talking with Shia, and the Shi'i told him, Ya akhi, in your books of hadith, there is hadith said, and Nabi said, there is 12 imam after me. This hadith sahih. Muslim, he said. The brother, yani, Sheikh, what I say? He confused. Anyway, the Shi'i, I met him. I told him, who narrated this hadith? He said, this hadith in Muslim, narrated by Abu Hurairah. I said, okay, Abu Hurairah, in your belief is kafir. How you accept kafir's narrations? In the Shia's belief, how you accept narrations from kafir? He said, no, how about you? I said, subhanAllah. He said, no, this hadith accepts. If you accept this hadith from Hurairah, you have to accept the rest of the hadith. The brother said, oh, that's a good point. I never thought. You know, why? Because he doesn't have knowledge. You cannot just jump and, يعني, and to try to argue with them if you don't have knowledge. Leave this for the people who has knowledge. And if he is a person who following one of these deviant sects, but he doesn't know about it, like so many Shia, Ibadi, he really not involved in this, always try to approach him with the things which is common sense in Islam. About the Sahaba. يعني, it's impossible, ya akhi. The Prophet ﷺ companion, يعني, all of them became kuffar, or يعني, the worst people. Musa was asked, who is the يعني, Jewish, were asked, the Jewish scholars, who is the best among you? They said those who campaign, who were with Musa, Musa's companions. Christians said the best among us, Isa's companions. And Shia said the worst among us, Muhammad's companions. يعني Shia and Christian better than you? Doesn't make sense, yeah. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wives are kuffar. All of his wives except Khadija. And he lived with a kafir woman all of his lives. He died while his head on her chest. And she's kafir. He loved her all this and he's kafir. Yani, she's kafira. She's not Muslim. Yani, it doesn't make sense. You tell him, yani, Shias, for example, bring issues like Shias, as you will see tomorrow, they worship the imams. There's things you will see tomorrow, doesn't make sense at all. Like Shia, the, like they said, Ali ride the clouds. Bring things, make sense, yani. You know, or they worship them. يعني, it's very clear, it cannot be Islam. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi came to fight those kuffar who pray for idols. And you asking people to go to the graves and make tawaf and dua for these dead people, as they do to the grave of al-Husayn and al-Khomeini even today. No. كلمة حق للسيد قطب رحمه الله. شرط الإسلام أن المرأة يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله، ومن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى. الطاغوت كل حكم غير حكم الله. وقد بين لنا المرحوم سيد قطب رحمه الله كثيرا من الحكام، كل مبي حاكم، والحكام الذين يطلق عليهم اسم الطاغوت. ولهذا فإن حاكم مصر أو حكام مصر شنقه هو زملاؤه، وكرهه كثيرا من حكام المسلمين، وحاولوا الانتقاص من قدره رحمه الله، وساوموه على الرجوع على ما قاله أو الشنق، ففضل الشنق على الرجوع إلى الحق، لا على الرجوع عن الحق المفروض رحمه الله. طيب، he is saying that Sayyid Qutb, this is يعني a justify or just word related to Sayyid Qutb رحمه الله, that he said one of the condition for Islam to disbelieve in الطاغوت. Yet you don't believe in الطاغوت and you disbelieve in الطاغوت and you believe in Allah سبحانه وتعالى, as Allah said that. And he said الطاغوت is every ruler who does not rule his people with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rules. Therefore, Sayyid Qutb, he shows us these rulers and he said they are kuffar, and therefore the ruler of Egypt, he hanged him and he killed him with his friends. And so many of the rulers of Muslims today, they try to talk bad about him, and they try to offer him try to tell him to leave what he believes, otherwise he will be killed or hanging, and he rather to be killed not to leave the truth. As I told you, first of all, Sayyid Qutb rahimahullah, we have to know facts. Nobody can deny this fact. And I don't think anybody can deny this, even the people who love Sayyid Qutb the most. Sayyid Qutb rahimahullah was not a scholar. لم يكن عالما قط. Sayyid Qutb never been a scholar. And he never did that. And he never said he's a scholar. Sayyid Qutb rahimahullah is author, katib, adib. His pen, he writing in Arabic, is he write in a very good, high quality of writing in Arabic language. To be a scholar, there is a procedure. You cannot be a scholar like this. There is a procedure to be a scholar. Sayyid Qutb never studied with the scholars, never spent time with the scholars to study. And to talk about, to make takfir, it is the most delicate issue in the Sharia. The most sensitive area in Sharia. It needs not only just student knowledge, it needs a great scholar to talk about it. It needs a great scholar and very knowledgeable person to cover or to talk about this area. So we should first, we have to have foundations. We have to have principles, brothers and sisters. One of these principles, we know whom we're taking our information from, our source of knowledge. Sayyid Rahimahullah is not a person who's qualified. When you took as a knowledgeable person in knowledge, in Islamic laws or Sharia's, to cover these areas in these delicate matters. And it doesn't mean that we cancel that person out. And we have another extreme. If he is not a scholar, he's out. No, he still has a role. He can do good to the communities. He did good things to the Muslims. He called for certain things. So, this is first point I would like to put it as introduction. Two, you see that the first point Al-Khawarij raised was the point of Al-Hukum Bighir Ma Anzal Allah. Therefore, you will see Ibn Abbas, when he said kufrun duna kufr, he was refuting man al-azariqah. He was refuting the khawarij. He told them kufr is not one level. There is two types of kufr. Kufr take you out of Islam, totally you became kafir, and act of kufr, with it you still Muslim.